Spanish Town was once the capital of Jamaica, a city of kings, churches, and colonial relics. But by the early 2000s, it had become a war zone, and the man pulling the trigger most often wasn't in uniform. He was Andrew Bunman Hope, a name spoken with either fear or fury, depending on which side of the divide you stood. When Willie Haggart was gunned down, Bunman didn't just inherit the One Order gang. He militarized it. Open daylight ambushes, armored cars, and bloody retribution turned Spanish Town into a battlefield. The Klansman gang was his sworn enemy, but civilians, cops, and politicians all bled in the crossfire. Police branded him a terrorist. His supporters saw him as a protector. But when the dust settled, Bunman's reign had rewritten what gang warfare looked like in Jamaica. His death didn't end the violence. It only split it further. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. Warlord in the Capital, Andrew Bunman. Hope didn't rise from the ashes. He rose from the fire. Spanish Town in the late 90s was a crucible of shifting allegiances, decaying colonial pride, and blood-soaked ambition. Born and raised in the heart of violence, Bunman was baptized by the gun under the legendary Willie Haggart, leader of the One Order gang. Haggart had built a power structure that mixed politics, organized crime, and Robin Hood tactics. But when he was executed in a calculated Kingston hit in 2001, his death didn't fracture One Order. It ignited it. Hope was quiet in manner, but brutal in method. Unlike his flamboyant mentor, he didn't speak much to the press. He let firepower do the talking, and when he took over, he turned the gang into a paramilitary force. Members trained in ambush tactics, guns flowed in through corrupt customs channels, high-powered rifles and automatic weapons replaced old revolvers. The gang didn't just defend turf anymore, they hunted. Hope's obsession was the Klansman gang, their sworn enemies based just across the border. The war wasn't just personal, it was territorial. Every block was a front line. Markets, bus parks, funeral processions. No space was safe. His enemies called him a monster. His loyalists called him Father Bun, a protector of the community who gave food packages, school supplies, and offered employment to the youth if they were ready to carry a weapon. In 2002, Spanish Town residents woke to the echoes of a pre-dawn shootout that lasted nearly 40 minutes. Two Klansman leaders were dead. A police car had been firebombed in the chaos. Witnesses say Bunman was there himself, directing the ambush like a general. Then came the public executions. In March 2003, a man suspected of collaborating with Klansmen was dragged from a shop and shot in broad daylight, on video. The footage leaked online showed Bunman standing over the man's body. He didn't fire the last shot, but he didn't stop it either. Politicians began whispering. Some believe One Order was acting as enforcers for political interests. Others feared Bunman had grown too powerful, even for those who had once used him. And the police? They launched what they called Operation Kingfish, a multi-agency task force aimed at neutralizing gang leadership. But informants were disappearing. Raids turned up nothing. Someone was tipping Hope off, possibly from within. One afternoon in 2004, a police patrol entered De La Vega City on a routine search. They didn't make it out alive. An IED, rare in Jamaica, had been planted in a garbage heap. Two officers died. Bunman didn't claim it, but locals knew the message. Spanish Town was his fortress. The press dubbed him a domestic terrorist. The label didn't stick in the communities he supported. Mothers who lost sons blamed the police. Young men lined up to join One Order. It wasn't just a gang anymore. It was a cause. And Bunman was its firebrand messiah. Chapter 2. The Last Shootout. By 2005, Bunman had become more than a name. He was legend, a nightmare wrapped in flesh. Spanish Town was under his command in everything but law. Even local elections played out like military standoffs. If Klansmen controlled a polling station, residents were too scared to vote. If one order showed up, the ballots flowed one way. The government was running out of options. Operation Kingfish, now in full swing, funneled money into intelligence, tech, and foreign partnerships. Intercept began catching one, order chatter. But Bunman didn't slip up. He used couriers. He never used a phone. He moved every 36 hours. His circle was tight. His vehicles were bulletproofed. His weapons were military grade. But someone close was watching. In March 2006, a tip came in. Bunman would be meeting a lieutenant in the area of Tao's pen. It wasn't the first tip, and many before had led to nothing. But this one came from a man arrested for illegal possession, facing 20 years, unless he gave something valuable. The police mobilized a team of over 30 officers. This wouldn't be a raid. It would be a war. Just before 1 a.m., the convoy rolled in. Gunfire erupted before the first unit reached the yard. Automatic bursts shredded metal. An officer was down within seconds. Police responded with tear gas and flashbangs. The compound was lit like a battlefield. For over 45 minutes, the exchange raged. Then silence. Inside the house, officers found the bodies. Three men. One of them was Bunman, his dreadlocks soaked in blood, an M16 still slung across his chest. He had fought to the last bullet. No surrender. No plea. Spanish Town didn't erupt the next day. It went quiet. One order would fracture in the years that followed. Klansmen tried to claim the vacuum. Other factions formed. The violence didn't stop, but the myth of invincibility had ended. Some say the police planted the guns. Others say Bunman was executed after being captured. Eyewitnesses gave conflicting reports. No video, no independent review. His funeral drew thousands. Some weeping, others celebrating. Years later, school children would walk past the blood-stained yard in Tao's pen. They'd whisper his name like a ghost story. Was Andrew Bunman Hope a protector of his people, or was he the architect of Spanish Town's darkest era? Maybe he was both.